Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 6th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And tonight, we are looking at efforts by opposition political parties and indeed President Robert Mugabe to entice young voters ahead of the 2018 elections. And on their part, ZANU-PF youths have declared Mr. Mugabe an angel who should die in office. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. And of course, we are also streaming on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. The battle for support from young voters ahead of the 2018 general elections is raging across Zimbabwe, with opposition political parties and the ruling ZANU-PF party pulling out all the stops in their efforts to gain the majority demographic. President Robert Mugabe launched his push for young voters in Marondera last Friday, telling them to register and vote for him and the ZANU-PF party. On their part, ZANU-PF youths declared Mr. Mugabe an angel who should die in office. Lichona njani sihlobo esithandekayo, ikudibana kuhlelo lwenu lamhlanje, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, esilethulela lona maviki wonke ngolwesibili. Lamhlanje ke siqhubeka ngengxoxo yethu yemizamo yokuhuga ontanga ukuthi bavote kukhetho oluzayo. Lamhlanje sikhangela ikakhulu umkhankaso osusungulwe ngumongameli Robert Mugabe okukhulumisana labasakhulayo ebahuga njalo ukuthi bamvotele njalo bevotele ibandla lakhe leZANU-PF. Ekhuluma esemarondera ngolwesihlanu omgabe lapho asungule khona lomkhankaso, ukhuthaze ontanga labo ukuthi babhalise ngobuningi babo ukuze bevote kukhetho oluzayo. Bona ontanga beZANU-PF batshele umgabe bathi uyingilozi engamelanga isuke esikhundleni, kumele eqhubeke esembusweni aze aye kufa. Bathe njalo uzabusa lanxa esemangcwabeni. Baqhubeke bathi osakhulayo walelibandla uZANU-PF secretary wama-youths uKudzai Chipanga uthe yena abantu nxa besifa befika ezulwini bayathola umgabe kungoyo zibambileyo ebamba amakhiye. Enguye ke otsho ukuthi hayi wena wawuphikisana lami eZimbabwe, awumelanga ungena ezulwini, wena oright ngena ungowezanu-PF. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Veduwe kusangana muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki chatinomuunzirai chipiri chega chega. Nasi nyaya iri mudariro tiri kutarisa matano ari kutora zvikuru sei nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe ekutaurane vechidiki vachitsvaga rutsigiro pamberi pesarudzo dza2018. Vachitaura kumarondera nemusi wechishanu svondo rapfuura, vaMugabe vakakurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese ndokuti vavhote neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzinotevera. Vechidiki vacho vakavimbisawo vaMugabe kuti vachavavhotera, vakavakurudzira kuti varambe vari pachigaro kudzamara vafa vava kumakuva. Vachipanga vanova mukuru secretary weZANU-PF Kudzai Chipanga vakaudza vamugave kuti ingirozi uyezve kana vanhu vachifa vachawana vamugave vari pagedhi vakabata makiye ikoko vachiranga kuti ari kupinda ndiani uyezve asiri kupinda kuheaven ndiani. Ndo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. Timbonzwa mashoko akataurwa navachipanga nemusi wechishanu. Let's take a listen to what Kuza Chipanga had to say last Friday in Marondera.
Denga uko, kuna mwari, pasi pano pane ngirozi Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Ndimi makato mira tenzi pano panyika yeZimbabwe. Vanhu kana tichitaura vanenge vakuda kudramatiza Chipanga ari kufananidza president nengirozi. Ko, ingirozi kabvozwa nonzi Gabriel. Jana asingaziva kuti ngirozi dzatenzi ndiwana Gabriel. Vanhu veda vagushungo vanoda kubvuma vaona mavanga saThomas. Ndinokuvimbisai kuti vanhu imimi panenge pakuenda vanhu kudenga musazoshamiswe muchiona Robert Gabriel Mugabe akamira padhuze naMwari achitobatsira kuvheta vanhu vanenge vachipinda mudenga. Because gushungo mutori ngirozi pakamaka pamakagara ipapo. Mai Mugabe mutori mudzimai wengirozi. Saka panenge pachipinda vanhu mudenga, panenge pachipinda Zimbabwe, kana yakwana 10 years Zimbabwe yekupinda, imi gushungo mune makagara pacheenya Mwari warapa. Secretary for Administration vachombo vachiuya nemazita muchaapruva kuti ndomuziva ngaapinde, uyu ndomuziva ngaapinde, ndomuziva ngaapinde.
Kuza Chipanga the saka hanzi vamugave havazi kupinda vega, vanenge vana vachombo paside apo vachombo varivo vakabata bhuku vachiti hauitomuziva uyo hatimuzivi. Clearly that's you know bootlicking of a kind kunanzwa kwemhando yepamusoro-soro uku. Joining me now from England is Farai Muvuti, a ZANU-PF activist, as well as Danford Ngaziwore, Harare MDCT Youth Secretary. First, Danford Ngaziwore, what's your take? You just heard there from Kuza Chipanga. What do you make of his statements?
Yeah, thank you very much, Nkoma. Chokutanga ndechekuti matauriro akuzai Chipanga kumarondera vamugabe vachitosiya zvichiitika nevanhu vese vezanupiefu vamwe vachitoombera zvinoratidza chose kuti nyika yezimbabwe payasvika yasvika pekuti izvo vana vezimbabwe yakuchiona tose huipi hwezanupiefu. Zanupiefu ingatamba nezvimwe makutana mwari chinhu chakaipisa chose munyika yezimbabwe. Tinoziva kuti Zimbabwe inyika inochamwari. Mupumbiro wedu reZimbabwe mupreamble munonyaya yekusupurimesipari kutezvitendero zvinei zvekunamata zvichikosheswa but zvakaita vachipanga kumarondera zvinorevezaridza chose kuti ZANU-PF ipati yaakuenda kumagumo, ipati yapererwa, ipati yaakungotaura zvayataura zvinonge zvichiti ndataura. So isusu semdisitasenyaya yamwarire munomu zvakatyora chose munhu wese kuti matauriro aya vanhu vachitoombera but izvo zvotoita zvichishamadzi enda zvinyika chamadzi batotizo ramangwana redu rezimbabwe rakajeka because hurumende ZANU-PF yacho vabamberi pevanhu vezimbabwe kuti vanotamba namwari because mwari munhu akatsika tose, munhu akatsika munhu wese ari muzimbabwe, akatsika pasi rose. So kuti mumwe munhu wezanupf omera pamberi pechiita chezimbabwe ari pachivhitivhiti achiti izvo vamugabe ndingirozi, mai Mugabe ingirozi, mai Mugabe zvinozivaa zvese nemunhu wese kuti mai Mugabe munhu wekuti izvo kumazoro akapedza akatora purazi rose achipamba usinonge apamba apedza kupamba vana vacheche vatirava panze vanhu vakuru vasina pachokudya so tirikuti isusu hakuna ngirozi inotaisa vanhu vatambure hakuna ngirozi inotaura zvinhu zvevanhu so iyeri nyaya iyoyo inoatora kuti izvo vamugabe navachipanga iparty yaperwa iparty yaakungotsvaka mahosi but mahosi iwayo this time vasokunge aakuzowanikwa nematauro evayo.
Please stay on the line. There, Danford, and coming to you, Farai, and by the way, welcome on Studio 7. What do you make of your colleague Chipanga's sentiments there? And are you guys in ZANU-PF as young people not being complicit in the destruction of the country, really? By continuously, you know, clinging on to Mugabe and egging him on, when he has been in power for 37 years, and at some point, really, Zimbabwe needs a leadership renewal. We need new ideas. We need young people who can take the country forward.
Firstly, thank you for having me on the show, and mighty thank you to your listeners for their time. Well, to answer your question, allow me to begin by saying that historically the media, when it comes to the issues of ZANU-PF, tend to be very sensationalistic, taking a speech spoken within the context of an audience that is a party audience that understands the idioms, the figure of speech, and understanding the political banter that we may have within our own internal methods of communication, to take that and then sensationalize it as some metaphor of or rather exaggerate it as some sort of political doom on the horizon for ZANU-PF is almost it's quite a joke, but not a joke on ZANU-PF, a joke on those who read this and actually find this to be literal. It's like reading the Bible and actually going out there, actioning things as they're done. The word, the phrase "figure of speech" was placed in the diction, in English diction, for a reason. And
Mr. Mvuti, I'm sorry to.
If I may finish, you've asked your question, and I think as one who has been asked to come onto the show, I should be entitled to answer it. What I'm saying is that Chipanga spoke in idiom, spoke in the context of our African tradition. What he said was not a literal. Chipanga is intelligent to know that we have a constitution. Mugabe couldn't be a vice president even if he wanted to. We have a new constitution from 2013. No one in that ground, people remember, bearing in mind that the people that were listening to this speech helped draft that very constitution. It's the people of Zimbabwe that wrote that constitution. They understand fully what Chipanga meant. He did not mean that Mugabe should die in power. He simply meant that in the context of rumors of division in our party, we stand loyal to you. That is all he was saying, in a metaphor, in a joking, political, banterous way.
Okay.
There's nothing to take away from this.
Okay.
And by the way, if I may quickly respond
again, I don't mean to interrupt there, Farai, because I want to respond. I will give you a chance to proceed, but I want you to respond to this. Chipanga said explicitly, categorically, that, you know, this is no figure of speech. This is not hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. He said, people may think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. Mugabe will be there.
Of course, you
and I know that is nonsense.
Listen, if you read what Chipanga said,
mm-hmm.
What Chipanga said is that people have accused me of saying that he is indeed an angel. And then he counters that and says, well, indeed he is. Is he not Gabriel? With pun intended, his name is Gabriel. So any creative thinker thinking on his feet would not take that literally. And then he goes on to put banter on top of that, political banter on top of that, to suggest that, hey, you might be surprised that in heaven. Now, how would this be literal? Is Chipanga a God deputy to the point that he will know what God is doing? For you to even take this literally, it disturbs or boggles the mind and questions the seriousness of your journalism.
Okay, look, Mvuti, we agree, we both agree on one thing, that what Chipanga said is absolute nonsense.
No, on that, because you have failed to understand it. We do not agree on that. I have called it a figure of speech in the context of political banter, speaking to it directly to an audience that is ZANU-PF. It is not unbecoming in the African tradition to speak in such ways, in storytelling ways, in ways that are engaging, in ways that are entertaining. It is not unbecoming. The fact that you take it so literal is not a question or a question of stupor upon Chipanga. It's a question of a journalist's credibility on your part. A failure to read context.
Look here, Chipanga, Mufuti. As a journalist, in fact, no journalist is taking that literally. That's why I personally I'm saying personally, what Chipanga was saying is nonsense, because he even said himself that this is not hyperbole, this is not figure of speech.
He was talking literally,
but
he did not say that literally.
That's not what he said.
In the context, in the Shona language, the language that he spoke, he alluded to an accusation that had been made by the media. And then it goes on to use, and I don't know, I have to continue this just a minute. Let me just conclude by saying this. At the end of the day, everyone is entitled to their opinion. But that opinion cannot then be stated as fact. You believe that what he was talking was nonsense. Fair and fine. That is your right as a citizen. That is your democratic right that was defended for by that very same party. So it's fine. I don't believe that it was stupor. I believe that it was political banter stated in a context of an audience that understood the language. Now, if you are not part of that audience and you do not understand that language, that is well and good. That is your prerogative, and you are entitled to do so. But it's not blind leadership for us to give praise to our leadership.
Okay.
We are not like the MDC, who have four different versions of leadership. We have one, and one party, one united force, that is speaking to one leader. And that's what we're doing, acknowledging the contribution of the legend of Robert Mugabe.
Okay. I hope we can, move away from what I will again call nonsense, this issue of Mugabe
being in heaven. Yes, again, that is your
opinion. Yes.
And here's the irony. As a journalist, you're meant to be objective in your analysis, yet you've even failed to do that. So it's merely a decorative. It's clearly the same hyperbole stuff that we get from the especially media that is sponsored in America, stating to us how we should communicate with our own leadership. We don't expect you to be objective. We know you're biased.
Okay,
so fine,
okay.
But
let's
your biasness.
Mufuti. Okay, I get that. I try by all means to be objective, and let's move on to substantive issues. I'll be coming back to you. Let me welcome another guest, Vimbaishe Mushwaburi, a youth activist based in South Africa. Vimbai, good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sure you were following the news last Friday. President Mugabe launching his campaign with young people in Marondera. He says, as a young person, you have to vote ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF is the future. Do you agree?
Well, I don't agree. Because I just need to, they need to clarify on what is their definition of the future. That is where we are supposed to start. If they define to us, I think I've got onto the show very late. If you do have a ZANU-PF representative, they can as well define the word future to us. The moment they define future, then we can be able to ask them questions, because I can't say to them, they are not the future before they tell me what is their future. What is the future according to ZANU-PF?
Alright, ngiyabuya kuwe Muvuti. Ubimbayo lo mbuzo lapha about you know, how you guys define a future in ZANU PF, but ngingakabuyi kuwe, ngithatha umlaleli lapha uPatrick. Ndimotora mtereri wa Patrick Chiparaushe ku Botswana. Makadiva Chiparaushe.
Ndiko makadivo.
Aiwa, ri kufara. Kurise ku Botswana.
Botswana kuri nani?
Aha, mapina muchirongwa mukoma.
Eh. Kona kwangu ndiko kuti president andiona kuti patine chisa chawanga ngona kutivo. Ya fambe kazvizvisevedii nenhau yekuti pamashure apa pamaelections avakamboita avambeta tekutanga 2008 aya havana kunge zvimbe vakazadzisa vakanga vachirimbisa kumayoutube vachavaitira saka inikuona kwangu ndokwekuti vane kodzerezva yekuti vafambe vachicampaigna but nemikurudziro yangu neyechipikika ndeyekuti asazoteera zvinenge zvichitaurwa nevakuru ava munero wangu.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupina muchirongo wamukoma Patrick. Ingize kuwe Farai, uyabuzovimbai lapha mhlawumbe ngesindebele khonapho uthi kuZANU PF nxa likhuluma ngokuthi iZANU PF yilo lodwa ibandla elingenelisa ukubusa kuhle yilo ibandla la kusasa esingathi yi-future. Kahle kahle liyabe likhuluma ngayo.
Well, thank you for the question, Mumbai. In the beginning of the electoral process of 2013, ZANU PF tabled a blueprint of what the future to it looks like, which we termed Zim Asset. That has been taking form in recent years, as you've seen with Command Agriculture. But to speak in the context of the next coming election, which is 2018, you will see a drafting of our manifesto that we will compile from the people, and that will then map out what indeed is our future in the context of that electoral year. But in the meantime, taking stock of what has happened, the future to us is commissioning Tokwe Mukozi Dam, the Command Fishing Project. The future to us is the big region to Harare dualization process that is currently going on, the road dualization that will create employment. The future to us is impacting the social sphere of our people through within the urban areas as well, not only limited to the rural community, through the urban residential housing and land servicing. The future to us is STEM. Revitalizing our higher education system, ensuring that we have not only are we seen to be the best in terms of in African context, in terms of literacy and numeracy, but also seen the best in the world by competitively reshaping our education system. If I may quickly finish,
okay.
The future to us is recovering the NRZ to create employment. The future to us, lastly, is the Kariba South Power Project, which is 85% done. All these are projects that have been tabled, that we've been working on, that we may not have reached the targets that we had, but most manifestos in the world don't always do, but we're getting there. So that is the future to us, owning our own economy and giving the best to our people that can be possibly done. Is that to say that we will do it in a holistic way that is without problems or issues or challenges? No, there will definitely be challenges, but that's what it is. That's how we see it, a challenge that we intend to solve. That is the future. Pan-African country fully controlled by its people.
That's the future according to ZANU PF. The Vimba ingena konapo nesinto.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi uphendule ngendlela le uFarai Muvuthi. I'd like to tell you, Mr. Mtungwa, ukubana ubuthi obalayo, because what he's doing is he's telling us what he's been told to tell. As a matter of fact, that is not a future he's telling us. He's reading a piece of paper. That is written things that were written years ago, even during the time where Zimbabwe was taken from Rhodesia to, and, you know, into the independence. 37 years later, you're still promising us things that were never done. That is point number one. Point number two, ZANU-PF takes young men like Farai Mvuti and makes them their representative. Farai Mvuti left Zimbabwe when he was 17 years old. He's never gone back. Farai Mvuti is a musician trying to make it in England and has not made it in his own country. Farai Mvuti hasn't lived in Zimbabwe for the past, how many years? More than 15 years he hasn't lived in Zimbabwe. So now, how does a young man who is almost 30 tell me that Zimbabwe has got a future when he's been living in England for 15 years? How does ZANU-PF get a representative to represent ZANU-PF with young people who haven't even lived in Zimbabwe? And you're telling us that you went to a youth rally and you told the youth that there is the future. Hello, you are the youth yourself. And you know there is no future in Zimbabwe. That is why you are not in Zimbabwe. You know there is no future in your music. He's a musician. You know there is no future. The musicians that are there are trying so hard. They're working so hard. They're working so hard. But the economy doesn't even allow them to create a future in their head. He tells us that there is a future in Zimbabwe and he doesn't live there. Come on, guys. Come on. All you have to tell you is... The president went to Marondera for a rally. Can I finish, please? The president went to Marondera for a rally. And he called the youth. After calling the youth there, the youth had no choice. They were made to go. Now, you tell me, yes, the road was fixed in Marondera. You tell me one youth that is going to remember that the road was fixed, because all they'll do is use the roads to toil around the neighborhood with no jobs, number one. Number two, drinking chibuku the whole time. Number three, children don't have school fees. Schools don't have textbooks. There's so many issues that Farai has got to explain regarding the future. You can't tell me about dams and whereas there is no simple thing like proper books in a school, and you tell me that there is a ZANU-PF is a future. What future? There is no future there.
Thank you. I always find it radically, radically entertaining when people use this defense of being based in the UK as a sort of a premise of intelligence for exchange when it comes to debates about my country. I think a highlight, and also more so to try and be as demeaning as going as and naming what I do for profession and so forth, as though they are fully abreast as to my location, when I'm in Zimbabwe, when I go there, and when I don't, and how my interactions are, purely to try and esteem a clouded argument that has no substance. Everything, even the fact that you can't even challenge the one thing that I've read and use a defense, a counter-defense that I have read, and that somehow should demean what I've read to not be actually happening, is a typical example of the bankruptcy of information and intelligence when it comes to arguing the issue of Zimbabwe. We're not talking about where I'm based. We're not talking about my profession. We're talking about the development of the country. Is the road being dualized from Great Bridge to Harare? It actually is. Are the projects that I stated false? They actually happened. Are we not expecting a bumper harvest as a consequence of Command Agriculture, which is a government project? Yes, we have. Have we not had 1.6 million families? 1.6 million families given input in order to aid them in the backdrop of ailing financial infrastructure.
I
think we must be fair in how much allocation time we give. If we're going to have a proper interaction and dialogue, you should not interrupt me when I speak.
Farai, Farai, allow me as the anchor of this program to be in charge. When I interrupt you, I want to make a point. I want to direct the conversation, okay? You don't have to keep talking as if you can't hear me. Then you complain that we have to be orderly when you are the one who's not being orderly in the first place. So allow me as the anchor to direct the conversation. So you are talking about all the you know, things that ZANU-PF has done and is doing, but how about the 2 million jobs that you promised ahead of 2013? Where are those jobs?
Well, listen, if you listen to the first time I answered the question, when she posed the question regarding what we perceive to be our future, there's a statement I made in there. I said that even though we have not met our targeted goal, right? We still, and I even placed a parenthesis on that statement by saying that most manifestos in the world tend not to. It is not to say that we don't have the objective of doing so. A manifesto simply points to the plan, the objectives that we have, the goals that we have. Now, it does not mean that it is a statement of fact. It is merely a proposal that this is what we intend to do, and this is how we intend to do it. When ZANU-PF took power in 2013 with the majority in parliament, the world was changing. We were met with different challenges. The global economy was slowly shifting. We had commodity prices at an all-time low. No one could have anticipated that.
Sanctions
continue to be an hindrance, although we've calculated that situation.
Okay.
Have been working towards it under those conditions.
Let me interject again, okay. Farai Nde Motora Mtereri. Okay, let me interject then, Motora Mtereri. Ntate umlaleli lapha uNcube ekwele Botswana. Kunjani mnumzana Ncube?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Singenele kuhlelo baba, ungasiphathisa.
Yeah, ngiyabonga. Well, it's actually disturbing to hear youths actually speaking like this. I want to comment on what the young man who is based in UK is actually saying. First and foremost, what the young man was saying in a rally was actually blasphemous. You cannot liken the President Mugabe as an angel. And that's actually blaspheming against the word of God. He says it's an idiom. I don't believe it's an idiom. It's just blasphemous, period. Full stop. Number two, if you look, there is no future for the young people. Not that we are disrespecting our leaders. We do respect them, but there must be a substance. There must be something that shows that they do care for the youth, for the tomorrow. Look at, since 1980, I was born in 1980, and it is always said that somebody who was born in 1980 is a born free. But it's actually the other way around. The one who was born in 1980 is actually, he was born to suffer. And those who were born before, it was actually better. So I don't understand if people say there is future. Somebody has been in power for 37 years. Surely he must be resting now.
Uh-huh. I see. Abonga. Ncube ungena kuhlelo baba.
Thank you very much.
Ye, ngumnumzana Ncube eloyo okhuluma eseBotswana uthi kula nkululeko nxa uzelwe ngo-1980 kuze kufike ngosuku lwanamhlanje akula nkululeko osuyibonile. Bashangoti bata muchirongwa inepfenyuro yenyu nepfenyuro yeStudio 7 uyezve chirongwa chive chidiki The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nematano ari kuitwa zvikuru sei nemutungamiri wenyika Varopati Mugabe kutsvaga rutsigiro kune vechidiki. Coming back to you, Zimbai, timbotarisa mashoko anombotaurwa kwakawanda-wanda nezvikuru sei vemapato anopikisa. Vanowanzo chema-chema vachiti vaMugabe vari kubata vanhu nesimba. Nechisimba kuti vaende kumisangano yavo. Takaona nemusi wechishanu kumarondera uko kwakazara vanhu vakawandisa nevechidiki vacho. Nhai tingati vanhu ivavo vanenge vamanikizwa here kana kuti vari kuenda kumisangano iyi nekuti vanoida ZANU-PF vari kuvafarira vaMugabe?
Vanoida
Kuida is not something that I can even stand and say Ranuida, because kana zviri zvokuti kuri kuitwa rally, why can't it be just a free and fair rally, not kuti rally inoitwa and people are instilled fear, number one. People are told they can close their businesses for them to come and attend. So the rally, it becomes more of a planned thing that you are given no choice. Remember, as activists, we know how much people are scared. People do express the fact that they are scared. That's why, as an activist, if you start speaking out, people are amazed at why you are not scared. So remember, the thought of the fact that ZANU-PF is coming into town already is scary for these people, especially for these young people. Number one, it's fear. Number two, remember, there is still a substance of hope in the people of Zimbabwe. So if they are not forced to go to a rally, they are going there with a little bit of hope that maybe something can be transformed in the current situation. Maybe if we go there, we are going to hear something different. Not because they like it, they don't like it, because they are more fed up of it, more than hating it. They are fed up, they are scared, they just want something new. So I don't believe that ZANU-PF can run a rally without forcing people to come, not literally holding people at ransom, no, but sending buses to say, you've got to come, number one. The fact that ZANU-PF is feared, especially because the president is coming to town, for heaven's sake. And secondly, youth just like entertainment, by the way. So because youth just like entertainment, if the president is going to come, for sure I want to take a glimpse of him. Not because I believe or I trust what he's saying or what his party is promising us, but I just want to take a glimpse. This is the youth we are talking about. So if I come there and say, hello, Bambai is coming, guys, there's going to be free Wi-Fi the whole day. This is the youth we are talking to. They are definitely going to come. So ZANU-PF has its ways of doing it, but fear, number one, is the biggest tool that they use. And I've said it already, that people still have a substance of hope. The hope that the activists can steer up as well and say, hello, you know, steer up that hope. Zimbabwe can still be new again. And the hope that they are hoping that their country can suddenly get back to normal. And one day that they'll have an announcement to say, you know what, we actually have a real currency. You know what, we actually have those 2 million jobs that we promised you. You know what, there's actually clean water. You know what, there's actually a tender that we've taken out to come and fix all the roads. You know what, the policemen are no longer going to be ill-treating people and taking bribes. All these problems. You know what, fees is going to be, you know, free for all in the government hospitals. All these things. Food is going to be available. Electricity is going to be available. Water is going to be available. All these problems that people have is what people go there hoping to hear. But no, they don't hear that. They hear the same manifesto that we are being read to by Farai Mvuti right now, which is not true. It is not true because it has never been done in the last 37 years.
Farai, ngubu ze konapo ngotaba lwe, you know, diaspora vote. We know almost 99% is not going to happen next year. When, as an individual, where do you stand?
As an individual, definitely, I think it would be great. As you know, I'm a member of ZANU-PF here in the UK. We've been advocating that we gain representation of some sort on the ground, of which we have been part of through the leadership of Nick Mangwana, advocating for that. It's down to the internal democracy of our party to then tell us what the final verdict would be. Personally, I am for a democratic process, an enhancement of our democratic process. So if the people want it, I am definitely for it. So that's my position. But allow me to also address a few issues that have been highlighted here with regards to the promises and the issue of our conferences. It's funny because the irony here is that you have people who are not members of ZANU-PF commenting on, with no substance whatsoever, just mere opinions of what they think happened, with no basis of evidence. Listen, just recently, Afrobarometer, which is a survey and that anyone in the academic world actually respects, puts Mugabe's trust levels in our society at 64%. Now, I don't think that is a society that can be coerced to a rally. If indeed people are being coerced to a rally, perhaps, then let the evidence of it be produced. But I think we're largely a democratic society, considering that people like Morgan Tsvangirai and most opposition parties, we have over 30 opposition parties active in our country, and even Mbeki having the liberty to call on failed rallies, as she always does. They don't fail not as a consequence of people's inability to attend, but purely activists such as ourselves' inability to focus on the issues. The issue in Zimbabwe is not an issue, as they like to put it, as a sophisticated narrative of their own middle-class nightmares. No, it's an issue simpler to the hearts of people that actually understand it. It's an issue of land, sustenance, self-dignity. It's historical. It's a nationalistic, pluralistic, egalitarianistic issue. And that's what we're trying to address. And that's why Mugabe has been able to warrant and be bestowed the trust that he has constantly had. And that's why 2018 is a projected victory, even by predicted by people in the opposition, such as Tendai Biti, who openly states that, guys, it's a given. 2018 is greatest honor of the year.
Okay, let me come in there, Farai Ntate Umlaleli. And by the way, before I take our next listener, going back to the Afrobarometer survey, Farai, it also said 52% of the population fears that they might be individually affected by political violence and intimidation ahead of next year. Timotora Amtereri va Makoni ku Zimbabwe uko makadi va Makoni
ndinofara makadiko ini
aiwa tinofara kana muchifarawo mapinda muchirongwa mukoma wangu
zviri kutaurwa nachipanga izvi inyaya yekuda kukwidziridzwa iyi hapana chimwe chiri kudiwa paya vanoziva kuti vakangodaro chete nemukuru uyoyo vanokwidziridzwa nokukurumidza takazviona vana vakasikuveri ndozvavakaita ka kuti vazosvika ivo paya vakatoita izvo zviya zviri kuitwa nachivanga izvi saka inyaya yekuda kukwidziridzwa vakuru vaya diwa chaiko chaiko nevanhu ka ukataura nevanhu 10 pa10 unogona kushaiwa 1 anoti vao anoada saka
vamakoni ndimobatai muromo ipavo ndimobatai muromo kana muchiti hapana munhu anoda vamugave vari kuenda kumisangano yavo vari kubva nekupi manje
mukatarisa ivo vaya vanoita zvokutakurwa hapana munhu anozviendera ega nemari yake zvokukwira mumota kuti ari kuenda kwekuye nemari yake vanototsvagwa dzimotari dzotakura vanhu saka zvinoitika ndezvekuti kana uchinge uchiti uri iwe ikoko unotozongoenda kuti nhamba ikure tinotaura navo vanhu vacho mayute ikoko vanongotaura kuti isusu tatonetaona zvizvi vamwe mayute acho vanototi dai mudharanga ambozorora vatsvagwa umwe paya hapadiwi kuti panodiwa opozisheni kuti tingati toda opozisheni ndeangazvidona panongodiwa kungochinjwa chete vakuru vayavo omboiswa mumwe mumwe iyeye dzimonguva anogona
zvokonakuoiti
kudiwa paya pachinya chadivi paya ndivo vaya ende ndo vasingakwanisi kudzinga maminista ndosaka vanachipanga vachidai vari kuitira kuti vasodedze padhuze vakwanise kubavo hapana munhu wakambodzinga nekuti abaka vaya
kunze kokudzinga kuti
wazoti ingai chizororai
mukoma Makoni tinotenda vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa
vakapinda mumwe anogona kupinda nemumwe mutemo
Makoni out please for me vamakoni tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa regai timbotora vamwe vatereri state Undlovu nyakwamukira kuhlelo Ndlovu
yebo linjani baba
hayi siyaphila linjani lani
anyaphila wethu.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo ba.
Yeah, into ukuthi ngingizame ngesilungu mbijana. I just want to react towards or against this Farai who is in UK.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to remind him that we are in Zimbabwe, he is in UK. We are the right people who are experiencing the difficulties caused by ZANU-PF. Teachers are lowly paid. Doctors and nurses living in harsh conditions. People, even the youthful generation, very futureless. Right as I'm talking in Lupani, there were people who were hammered here during their rally. Is that democracy? Wake Collier Kampa now has fallen. People are not paid. Is that democracy? Many roads with great potholes that can even disturb the blind man. Is that democracy? Leadership is not by forcing people, but leadership is to do what the citizens want and to manage their welfare. Yes, we love our leader. He's a hero. He liberated us. Yes, now he has to agree that time is gone. Give others the time to rule and bring Zimbabwe back to its normal threads. The basket of food in Africa.
Siyabonga Endlovu Baba. Farai, you'll be jumping in there, but let me take omunye umlaleli. Ngiyabuya la kuwe Vimbai. Ngithatha umlaleli lapha uMbongeni eMzansi. Kunjani Mbongeni?
Eh, uyaphila baba?
Yes, ungenele uhlelo baba.
Mina ngizothanda ukuthi kanti bona kahle kahle kuthi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kahle kahle umgabezile bona bayamthanda ngempela, ngoba le nto leyo phela bangaba abantu abontanga laba abasakhulayo makuyibo abahamba emaralini lawa besiba baningi, kuyabe kubonisa khona ukuthi vele udubo lolo luzoqhubeka lusiya phambili, ngoba akunasidingo sokuthi abantu bebebhizi besapota umgabe bekubona ukuthi uhlupho lungaka. Njalo futhi ayisiki ukuthi abantu umgabe bona bayamzonda, abantu umgabe bona bayamthanda, but inkinga yokuthi abantu bahlupheke eZimbabwe, iZANU-PF ihlubekile. Akunasidingo sokuthi abantu bebelokhu betshelwa nje into eyi-one, ngento ebayibonayo phela vele umgabe akusela nto yakuthi kuthiwa uzokhulumana uzotshona esithini, uhlulekile vele kudala, from kudala sizalwa simthole busa ehluleka kunjalo, namanje imisebenzi kayikho, kuvalwe yonke into, sigcwele emazweni siyahlupheka. Mina kangiboni ukuthi kunesidingo sokuthi umgabe lokho eqhubeke busa, but weli ma ngikuthi abantu bonawa yibo nje abazifunelayo ukuthi abuse, kusho ukuthi udolo uzoqhubeka lusiya phambili, akukho enye indlela futhi enye engenzeka.
Hayi, siyabonga Mbongeni ungena kuhlelo. Aha, Farai Nsandadzo kakwa uri mwana mai Zimba hanzi nava Mbongeni wongo pane matambudziko ari munyika asi vari kufungidzira kuti aiwa vanhu vari kuvada vamugave nekuti despite my challenges acho iyayo vari kuramba vachivavhotera.
Even I'll speak for myself. Before, in the years before when I used to look at my president, I wished that I would get to him and I would shake his hand and I'd say thank you. Because at a certain point, he was also my hero. But over the years, clearly, he has failed. He has failed all of us, including those guys who are, you know, who are rallying for him, who are saying, yes, the president, but ZANU-PF has failed us, guys. That is the reality. We can go on and read things that they've asked you to read, and you can go on and say, I shouldn't question why you are in the UK. The reason I am questioning that is because I have lived in the UK. I know that when you go and live in the UK, at a certain point, you want to be at home, especially because you're if you're patriotic. Farai is clearly patriotic. But how do you speak for ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe's future when you're not there? That is my question. I don't question where you want to live. But I'm saying, why are you telling others that Zimbabwe has got a future when you're not even experiencing anything that they're experiencing right now? So for people to say, yes, but he has failed us. He has failed people, and people have seen it, and people are tired. And yes, we don't want such leadership anymore. We want new leadership. People in cabinet, that if we say, listen, we've got this problem here, electricity, how is it going to be done? Right now we've got a whole cabinet of people and a government, the governance that is being practiced right now in Zimbabwe is foul. Because there is nothing that is being delivered, absolutely nothing. So I can't stand here and say people hate the president, because at a certain point, yes, they really went to the ballot box and they voted for the president. But over the past couple of elections, we all know that people were already tired. We all know that he wasn't voted in by the people. So we all know what is happening in Zimbabwe. It's all psychological. And I feel like when a ballot box, woman don't tell. He doesn't understand. Because he has fallen extra. I will not do that. But who is that? What did you get? Pass the apple leg. So finally, we fallen. We are local. We have this abona. But at the end of the day, is fixing our country. Is it getting the situation back to normal? No. It is making the situation worse because of we are questioning governance. If we're going to be questioning, this is going to happen. It's simple governance. It's not hating anyone, because nobody has to hate. We're not speaking of hate, because when we speak of hate, then it's a different degree. We are saying we don't want them in government. That's all we're saying. We're not saying, well, I hate the president. I don't hate him. I don't hate nobody. But if they say for now, with a government yet, it is really to be runway guy. To come from the stupid, okay, no, that's a wrong command, but that's a bad job, But I was cool, I was lying about the bank. But I was all those things. All those things have got to be
seen. Please, do stay on the line. Coming back to you, Farai. Uzwile abalaleli ukhona umlaleli, I think uNdlovu lapho ukhuluma ukuthi ababalisi ezibhedlela into kazimanga kuhle. I'm sure you'd like to respond to that. I have an additional question. As someone in the diaspora in England, leadership is changing left, right, and center. You have an election, is it this week or next? Probably there's going to be a leadership renewal. We don't know. Maybe the status quo will remain. We have a new president. As an individual, don't you wish, to see that kind of renewal taking place also in Zimbabwe and seeing what a young person, a young, vibrant leader is capable of?
Okay, great. So I have three things that I have to address here. First, I have to speak to Ndlovu's question and respond to him by, and then respond to your question. So if you allow me, if you afford me the time, as you did mutually for us right now, I think that would be great.
We have 4 minutes before the end of the show, so I'll give you 3 minutes.
So let me quickly address this. So Ndlovu, I totally honor and respect what you're saying. And part of the democratic process is to allow you to have that opinion and to share it freely. Once that proposition of your democratic right of association is questioned, that left, when our society becomes intolerant to the point that, be it my party, ZANU-PF or the MDC or any party, violates your right to express that, to question those ills, then we have a problem. And I'd like to believe that if those are the issues that we're facing, then we as a party, I can accept. We certainly have room for growth in particular areas. I don't stand here as the representative of a party that I feel is a demigod. No, we are not demigods. I think even the president himself in his speech to the youth alluded to areas in which we needed to improve. We're humans, and we constantly have room for growth. To address Rimbai's situation of constantly saying and stating where I am based as a narrative of strength for our argument, I point to it again. It's not a position of strength to argue my geography because it's not part of a substantive issue. It's a micro, me alone issue. It's not a macro, a nation issue. And I could argue with that and say, listen, $1.5 billion on an annual basis in our country is contributed by the collective income that people like me send back home. We have every right to comment on the issues of our country as much as anyone in Zimbabwe has. It is not a question of whether we are there or not. And the mere fact that the government can actually release a policy called the National Diaspora Policy, it means they recognize our addition and our value, the value that we put into our country. The notion that year after year people question the right of people in the diaspora to talk about issues of their country are archaic and show a lack of intelligence regarding how nations are built. 65% of Israel is built on income from outside of Israel. If you look at Ghana as well, they have a ministry respecting that. Here in the in ZANU-PF, we are advocating in the diaspora as ZANU-PF UK, as chairman of the youth. What we're also pressurizing our leadership to do is to recognize that too. Won't that help the argument of eventual progression towards equal representation of all people? That's what we're arguing for, the same things. We may be saying differently, but we're arguing for the same things. And also, one thing that we must continuously point out is that we must not, just because we hate something or just because we perceive something to be, confuse that to be a fact. Just because you feel that it is what it is does not make it that. The reality is
let's wrap it up there,
my 4 minutes, I'm still counting. I'm still coming to yours. The democratic right, the democratic principle that was anchored in 1980 was for everyone to have to feel free to associate with whom they please. It should not be a question of judgment. And also, before I move on to your question,
and that you left to I
just wanted to quickly correct you. I just wanted to quickly correct you on something. You said that the report, the Afrobarometer report stated that 51% stated that they were fearful. Actually, it didn't. It said this in particular. It said 51% say they feel somewhat or completely free to say what they think. It is different from saying that they're fearful.
I think you are looking at the wrong report. You are looking at the wrong report. I'm talking about a report that came out on Thursday.
You'll be able to conclude. Let me answer your question to conclude. You said that will I not be pleased to see a transition of government on a date on a four-year period or five-year period, as is the case with the UK, as is the case with America.
Okay,
America only started having a transitional government.
I'm sorry, man. I'm out of time. We'll have to continue this conversation next time. And Vimbai, I'm also sorry you won't have the last word, but just a correction again to Farai. The report that he is reading is a wrong report. That's not the one that I referred to. I referred to a report that came last week, on Thursday, where they said 52% of Zimbabweans fear that they might be individually or personally be affected by political violence ahead of 2018. And that does it for us tonight. What a show. We played hardball today, and we're going to continue doing that. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection. Signing out is Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Same platform, same time, but different topic. Good night, Zimbabwe.